And here, we're celebrating Queen's Birthday honours. I've put the full list on Facebook, so you can see all of the Tasmanian names there in the list, just to check if there's anyone you know today, because wouldn't it be embarrassing if you bumped into them and hadn't found out? So have a read of that. But you can spend some time this morning with two of our recipients who received them for really very, very different things. Jodie Heald, who's a music educator. Can I call you that, Jodie?
Yes.
Is that fair? Piano teacher?
Yeah. Music educator.
Music educator?
Yes.
Yeah, it's bigger than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Harry Wilsdon. Hello, Harry.
Morning. Morning.
I don't even know how to describe your contributions. You're on a chair of so many boards. Multiple sclerosis has been a big one.
Yeah, I'm only chair of one at the moment, but I have been over the years on quite a few, yes.
And done so much work with mental health in Tasmania through the transition, particularly of the closure of the public facilities.
Yes. Yes, it's an area which is causing a fair bit of confusion in some quarters, but a lot of excitement in others because change is in the air. And the community at large is being more and more prepared to talk about mental health. So good will come of that in the end.
It is very different, isn't it? Well, firstly, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
How wonderful. Do you get the medal yet, Jodie?
No, there's a ceremony, we're told, at Government House either in September or October, and we get our little badges then.
Does Her Excellency, as a governor, you don't get to do the sortity, tappity, tappity thing?
No.
It's just the Queen, I think, who gets to do that.
Yeah.
In your 30 years in music education, have you seen change in that time?
Oh, yes, some for the good and some for the not so good. I think there's been a decline in actual opportunities for music making for children in schools compared to, say, my own youth. And that's part of the reason I'm active in the organisations that I belong to try and keep the pressure on to make sure it's, as a liberal art, it stays in the curriculum. But there's also a lot of community support for music making, and it's good to be part of that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, you get Dark Mofo sold something like $1 million worth of tickets they hope to sell to, a lot of that to music.
Exactly.
And yet it's still, it's sort of becoming more marginal in schools.
Absolutely, yeah. The crowd curriculum is the problem, and the lack of specialist teaching in the, it's a subject that does need specialist teaching. Mm. It's difficult to ask a primary school teacher to be able to teach everything, and it's a specific language and has a specific literacy, and not all people are trained in it and can offer it. Yeah.
And it's such an incredible benefit both to just people's intellectual capacity but also their mental health. Mm. And Harry, with the work that you've done, it's sort of especially poignant this weekend as the Agrarian Kitchen opens its fancy restaurant in Willow Court, of all places.
Yes, yeah, I've not been there, of course, but I'm looking forward to visiting.
That's part of the transformation, I suppose, in the community. But another thing that you've been acknowledged for or have done is one of the state's biggest footy tipping competitions. Tell us about that.
Oh, the footy tipping competition, we've been running it for about 14 years now. And there are about 160 people in it. They're spread all around Australia now. In fact, there's one in Switzerland and one in England. And it's a lot of fun for the participants. We have a little fun newsletter every week. There are weekly prizes. But more importantly, at the end of the year, we make a donation to the Cancer Council of Tasmania, and that's going to reach $20,000 this year. So we're very proud of that.
And who are you remembering with this competition?
The competition is in memory of my late daughter-in-law. She and my son, Mark, had a restaurant in Hobart, the Splash of Paris.
Which I loved.
Which you remember. And Elizabeth was diagnosed with cancer, and Mark immediately put the restaurant on the market, which was a shame because it was really jumping at the time. Elizabeth left us in 2002 or 2003, and before she died, she asked me, she said, "You keep that footy tipping going, won't you, Harry?" Which had been just a fun thing we started for her staff. Mm. So, of course, I've kept it going, and we get a lot of fun from it, and the Cancer Council gets some donations.
Which is a great thing indeed.
Yes.
In terms of being recognised, did you expect this kind of recognition? Do you welcome it? Will it help?
I didn't expect it. That's for certain. My first reaction was that there must be a lot more people who deserve it more than I do in the area that. But having pushed that aside, I'm honoured to have been recognised this way. I feel very humbled, and I feel for a whole lot of people I know who haven't got that recognition because I've met a lot of people who've done a lot more than I think I have.
Well, you can let them touch your medal. You're listening to Harry Wilston and Jodie Heald, who are two of the Tasmanians honoured in this Queen's Birthday Honours. Jodie, with some letters behind your name, do you think it will help you make stronger arguments?
Hope so. Listen? Yes, exactly. Yeah,
we've got the Queen behind me.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, yeah. I belong to three organisations that try and promote music, and one in particular, Music Australia, is the overarching body representing the whole gamut of the music profession, and certainly that's a lobby group that's worked very hard to improve the arts funding in this country.
And good luck carrying that work on. Congratulations. Nice to speak to you both this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.